Please do not be alarmed. Remain calm.
What's up, y'all? It's They Love Indie, and I'm back again. I got my girl with me,
Shorty Red,
and my other girl,
Real Pretty _ Lexi with an I, not a Y.
Period. So tonight we're going to be talking about friendship and what's a deal breaker in friendship and a non-negotiable, because in relationships we got deal breakers, but for friendships I need to know what's the deal breaker for that. So how y'all feel about that?
So a deal breaker for me and my friendships, if it's like a girl on girl friendship, like, girls, first of all, I don't need you to be too clingy.
I had that friend.
She get mad if I don't call her every day, text her back. Like, when she wanted to text me back, and it's like, I need some type of space, you know? So all that clingy stuff, I can't do. And the drama. I can't do the drama either.
Definitely can't do the drama.
So that's really the deal breakers for me when it comes to, like, girls. Dudes, I don't really deal with the friendship with dudes for real, because they be always wanting more. I don't need all that right now.
Right.
I don't need all that.
I feel like a deal breaker for me is if you cross me, honestly. Yeah. That's automatically.
If they cross. Okay, what you mean by crossing you? Like, give me an example.
If you mess with my man.
Oh, yeah. That,
because,
okay,
girl,
that
no. What you doing? That's girl code. Because, yeah. Girl, what?
Right.
No.
You got going on?
Right.
Always watch you.
So yeah, you cross me for sure. That's a deal breaker.
Period.
I'm not with none of that.
Don't cross this
because
we don't miss.
I know that's
right.
Period.
Yeah, mine is the same though. Just clingy friends. I don't got time. Needing too much attention. I already got a girlfriend. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
That's too much.
And another deal breaker for me is a girl that's, because I mean, we grown now. So if you too boy crazy.
Yeah.
Girl,
oh, yeah.
Like the girls that always talk about men the whole time we together. Like, can we chill?
Like, I don't want to always talk about that.
I can't get with you.
Like, that's weird.
And, like, you on the phone texting him the whole time we're chilling. Like, dude. Go with him. What are you doing?
Right.
Where you doing?
Or we having girls night and you
and then you got
like
a
man.
Right. Or ditching us to go be with him.
Baby, what are you doing?
Right. It's our time.
He can wait. Or are we going on a girls trip?
Right, that part.
Why is your man pulling up?
Right.
Girl, leave him out.
Right, unless you forgot your lashes or something.
That should be the only time.
Right.
Because that's weird. Like,
it is.
No.
Nobody got time for that.
Also, I wanted to give a shout out to the Skin Deep cards. These is the friend edition.
You said what it's called?
Skin Deep.
Skin Deep.
Yeah, let me see.
You about to get skin deep up in here.
You got to rethink how you connect.
Okay.
This a good one. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of been cheating because I've been like going through the cards.
I'm like,
which one I want to look at? Let's do this one.
Okay.
Okay, this one says, who do I remind you of and why? Is that a good one?
Who do I remind you of and why?
It's like, I never really met somebody like you that's open goofy, like right off the bat and comfortable already. So it's like, you just you. You know,
right, especially that Aries rising in you. I feel like, you know, I got a little Aries in my chart. My Aries rising, my Venus rising, and Aries. You got an open personality, like.
Oh, I love y'all. No, for real, because like, I love the energy. Like, I love y'all energy. You so pretty.
Thank you.
Like, y'all just like, yeah, like, you know, like when you meet somebody, you can just automatically click instantly. Nothing is weird. The vibe ain't weird.
Right.
Cause it's some people, I meet them and I'm just like, okay,
I ain't never meeting them. I ain't never doing this again.
It's a no for me, baby. Right, it's a no.
Right.
It's all about your energy and your vibes.
I'm big on vibes.
Heck, intuition and all.
Intuition, vibes, like, because energy is very much real and it transfers, and I'm not with
that part.
Like, girl, don't touch me, no.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all.
That part.
We got to do another one because that one was kind of, I want to do a juicy one. Let's see. What are you going to take away from this conversation?
I'm gonna take away from this conversation. Hey, you never know. What am I gonna take away from this conversation? I mean, just more insights on how other girls think about different things.
You know? Yeah, because so everybody got the
what you think about certain stuff. We all think different. So
everybody got their own perspective of everything. So, but I feel like our perspectives are the same, low key.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we on the same page because, you know. We not with the weird.
We don't tolerate bullshit. Like, we don't got time. Like,
we don't tolerate
all about positivity.
Positivity, pure point blank.
Okay.
Because for real, and y'all, another thing I was talking about last week was the mean girl trend. How y'all feel about that? Because
the mean girl
trend. That's a trend.
It's a trend now. What? And I don't know why.
What is
like,
it?
Like, what's the vibe?
Just being the B word? What's the mean girl trend?
Right. Girl, I don't know, but like the girls are thinking it's okay to like be mean.
No, nah,
that's just that cute. Might be that this generation.
Ugly, literally, you can be a beautiful,
for sure.
Girl, that's definitely the way you act. That
right,
can ugly.
Like, that can make you
heck
ugly.
Yeah.
Oh,
baby, that's not
the way you act. Like, I just feel like being an influencer, because you're an influencer as well. We have people looking up to us, and they want positivity, right. Like they want to see that from us. They don't want us to be, if they ask us a question, they'd be like, girl, why?
Yeah,
they like, you say you're supposed to empower us, you say you're supposed to help us, so that's what they're looking for. So
inspiration,
I will never understand. I'm never getting in tune with the mean girl thing. I will never understand that. Like, that's not cute. Like, girl, no, that's just tape.
Your success ain't gonna stick around. I'm sorry,
right?
Like, you're never gonna get nowhere.
And then there's karma. Like, it's gonna come back around and bite you in the ass.
It's always going to come back around. Like, I don't know how y'all just think that, like, you can do stuff to people and it's not going to ever come back around. Like,
right.
I don't deal with them type of people.
My intuition strong. It's going to tell me real off rip if I need to mess with this person or not.
Real strong.
One time.
Oh, y'all, this is another good one. You know what? I'm about to start looking through these things. I need to get some more juicy ones. But this one says, what is it about me that makes you think I understand you?
That we all can relate.
Yeah, we all can relate. You and your Aries. That's my sign. And she Leo. I'm a Gemini. Air and fire. Automatically, that connects.
That's crazy because we really clicking.
Right.
Like, for real. And it's like, first time meeting, y'all. I met her on Instagram, and I wanted to bring her in on the radio show. And really, because I was watching her for a while. Like, before I invite people, I watched them for a while. And I'm like, before I even followed you, I was watching you. Like, because I was like, I love your energy. Like, I always watch a person and how they move to see if they really, like, who they say they are, you know? I gotta watch everything. I'm very observant. I was like, okay, I'm rocking with her. Okay, let me follow her. And yeah, she gotta come on the radio show. Not everybody get the chance, because I don't like too many people in my space and in my energy, because I'm protective of me now. So I don't be with that. But you, I love your energy. You, I love your energy. I love y'all. Like, I love this. Period. Women empowerment, girl.
I know that's right.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Right.
So we are growing a friendship now. This is not a question we can ask, because it just say, what do you love most about our friendship?
Oh, yeah, we just met.
I already love our friendship. Like,
it's up from here.
Right.
Yeah, it's up from here.
It's all about the vibes.
Stay tuned.
Because we definitely finna be networking and doing more things together. Like, I feel like it's, a lot of people don't want to meet new people and get out there. They want to just be with the same crowd. And I feel like,
I'm a well-rounded person. I got to interact with a whole bunch of people. I'm a people person. I'm not an introvert.
Very much.
I'll be outside.
Like, I love meeting new people and, like, vibing with new people, because your old tribe just may not be the one.
Right.
Like, as you elevate, jealousy starts to arise. Like, you just never know. Like, I'm not friends with nobody from the past no more. I'm not. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay. Moving forward.
I know,
like,
that's right.
I am okay. Like, this is where we get off. I'm going to go my way.
Everybody got
go
their
your
separate
way.
Paths.
I still wish you the best, and I still want you to win, baby. Just not with me.
Right. Like, right. That part.
It didn't work out, and that's fine. Like, friendships with me, like, I feel like I've been very much betrayed and hurt when it comes to friendships, because I'm so forgiving.
Yeah, I am too.
Like, I'm such a forgiving person. So that's why when, like, you cross me or you not showing no loyalty, like, I go crazy, because it's like, Girl, what? Right. No, because, like, it's crazy. Off the bat, like, I'm giving loyalty to you. Like, how I feel, like, how I ride for my friends, I expect the same. I do. Right. And I do understand, like, you can't expect you out of people. But if you're in my inner circle as a friend, sure you're going to have to, like, give me the same energy.
It should come natural, though.
Especially if I don't already know how to let people in like that. And if I let you in, then, I mess with you. So why are you not reciprocating
me? And you got to choose the right crowd because you are who you hang around.
You are who you hang around. Like, I feel like me, once I cut you off, that's pretty much it.
That's a wrap.
Because I give chances after chances after chances. I know that's right.
But once it's time, and I know for sure it's time to cut you off, it ain't no doubling back.
Like, it ain't no doubling. Like, it's not no coming back over there.
Because we already seen your true colors. Ain't no coming back from that.
Right. I feel like I can forgive a lot of things, but when it comes to you, like, doing something to me, like, not considering my feelings, that's a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. Because I always consider my friend's feelings. I'm always thinking, like, what would she think about this? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I always got you in the back of my mind before I do something. Yeah. Like, will this hurt her? Or so when you just go do something to me and you, like, if how she feel about it, I'm going to just go do it. No, that's not a deal breaker.
Like, what? That's fake.
that's a deal breaker for me because I don't like that.
Right.
And I have the right. I hate when people, like, try to make it seem like your feelings aren't valid.
Right.
Like, my feelings are very much valid.
Or if they feel like it's not a big deal to them. It could be a big deal to you. Mm-hmm. It could be a smaller deal to them. But it's like, if I'm your friend, it shouldn't even matter, like, how much of, you know.
Right.
Like, if I feel some type of way, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
No. Right. And most of the times, like, I'll be willing to talk about things with friends. But, like, when something happens and I've already talked to you about it.
Yeah.
And it keeps happening. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to talk about. Right. I'll just, like, I can't do it. Like. Yeah.
Because
like you don't even deserve. You don't deserve my space. You don't deserve my energy. You just don't. So
protect your energy, baby.
Gotta protect this. Cause like why? I be wanting to know why. Like why? Like why? Why would you do that to me?
Because people weird.
Don't care.
Yeah, weird.
People are weird.
It's all good.
And I just feel like I got a lot of love to give. I'm a lovable person. Like I'm a lovable person. I mean, I got my little ways, but I get mad, but. I like to stay in my positive energy flowing like that. Like I said, soft girl era. Period. And it's September, y'all.
It is.
It's soft life.
New month, new beginnings.
September. Period.
This came about so quick. It's crazy, y'all. It's so crazy. It's like, why it's a new month? So that means new goals.
New goals.
What's new things? Goals. I'm going to, you know, cross new off beginning. That list. New things. You know, you always got to make that list every month.
Yes, every month.
Or
even
in your mind or something. Like, what I'm trying to accomplish now this month. You know?
Right.
It don't matter if it's something small. Just try to at least accomplish something.
You gotta get that down.
Yeah.
Plan it out. Manifest it. Mm-hmm. Pray over it.
I know that's
all
right.
of that.
Manifestation is the key, baby.
It's the key. It's the key. Y'all, I really love y'all.
Aww,
I know I said it again, but like, you know, like when you got people around that actually understand you now and like, people always be like, you tripping. I'm not tripping, baby. You just don't understand me, and that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Because I'm going to find my people.
Right. I'm going to find my tribe. Maybe we not equally yoked, but moving forward, I'm going to find my tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
That part. Better go. Let them know.
Well, yeah, I definitely understand, though, and feel what you're saying.
Period.
Crazy out here.
Okay, y'all. We're going to do one more of these little questions. Okay, let's see. Ooh.
Dang. Oh, you trying to get deep. Wait a minute now. You said you're 25.
Ask that question.
Okay.
Might as well.
Go ahead.
Let's get deep.
How many people? I don't know if I should
ask. How many people we think she slept with?
Oh. I peed the fifth.
Let me see.
You a loyal person, you know. I'm saying how many relationships you've been in. You a relationship person.
How many you slept with, though? That's a little personal.
That's a little personal.
You want that to come out in the public?
Yeah.
If you don't care, I'll take a guess.
Yeah, but that's up to you.
That's some privacy stuff, then we ain't gonna talk about it.
DJ
Poppy.
Okay. I say
about, you say you're 25.
I'm one of
maybe
one.
About five.
I'm number one.
No.
Is it more?
It's more than less.
Less.
Oh, then this good. Girl, you better go. Okay, I do two.
Two. Three.
It ain't no two.
It's
If it is, find out next time.
I'm twisted, contradicted.